Hello, I'm Guillermina González, Executive Director of the Delaware Arts Alliance, your host for today. And with me, we have Anne-Marie Miller, Executive Director of Art Pride New Jersey. Welcome to the show, Anne-Marie.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
It's always nice to have somebody so knowledgeable and so successful in what New Jersey is doing arts-wise. So first of all, congratulations for so many successes in the first place.
Thank you.
And then your knowledge is so vast that in this case, let's go and concentrate on creative districts and the many efforts that you've been doing in New Jersey and perhaps relating to some examples. So we're going to go from there. But for the sake of the exercise, it'll probably be important for people to know your organization a little bit. You want to give us a brief overview to understand what Art Pride New Jersey is all about, Anne-Marie?
Sure. Art Pride New Jersey is our state arts advocacy organization and also offers a variety of programs and services that assist arts groups throughout the state in terms of marketing and audience development. And we are also a major connector of the arts to other private and public sectors throughout the state to remind everyone how important the arts are to New Jersey's quality of life.
And important to mention that the organization has been there for how long?
We will be 30 next year.
But you look fantastic, so you've not been there for 30 years, that's for sure. But in any event, the organization has been there for 30 years. How long have you been leading the organization?
I've been there for 19 years.
Oh, well, there you go. You still look fantastic, so good for you. First question, Anne-Marie, and concentrating our conversation on creative districts and creative placemaking, I've heard both terms being used in occasions, people interchange those ideas. I know that there are differences, so let me go there. What is the difference between creative placemaking and creative districts, in your opinion?
Well, in my opinion, I think cultural districts have are more or less more formally designated either by their municipalities, the counties, or the state. Mm-hmm. Creative placemaking is more the theoretical combination of ingredients that help make towns a more dynamic and interesting and authentic through a variety of artistic pursuits.
There you go. And these kind of efforts, been there, done that for a longer time than people might anticipate. But creative placemaking and creative districts or cultural districts are the buzzword these days. Do you have any idea why is this happening?
Yeah, I think actually a lot of this is a result of the recent recession and the fact that municipal officials and creative entrepreneurs are looking at their downtown areas and trying to find the most expedient way to bring them back to some dynamic nature in terms of getting feet on the street, and businesses reopened, storefronts more lively, and they're realizing that it with a little, with some leadership and some creative thinking, they're able to pull together a variety of factors that can help make that happen in a relatively quick manner. Mm-hmm. And so it's helping a lot of our downtowns come back from the recession.
There you go. And from that perspective, can you tell us some what kind of programs are happening from that perspective in New Jersey these days?
Well, in New Jersey, there are a variety of programs. In particular, there is one along the Monmouth County and Ocean County which is along the ocean side. Mm-hmm. Connecting about 8 or 9 different communities called the MoCo Arts Corridor. So it's the Monmouth County Arts Corridor. They recently received a National Endowment for the Arts, Our Town grant to be able to connect. There's a shoreline, train line that runs along that area, but also with bike paths and walking paths, highlight the artistic destinations along those nine different towns.
Mm-hmm.
In addition, the capital city of Trenton recently also received a grant from the NEA's Our Town program to revitalize the historic downtown through the arts, where there's a really interesting and very dynamic arts community that has existed for a very long time, but is now very active. In addition to that, in Camden, the Art Place America recently awarded a grant in downtown Camden, which has really suffered for a very long period of time, to assist with creative placemaking, and in Atlantic City, where you've heard recent news about the casino problems, but between the Art Place America invested $150,000 in creating a side destination to the recently opened Arts Garage to provide a public space where people can sit and enjoy the arts and outside the new Arts Garage there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of activity happening, and even in the town where Art Pride is headquartered, Burlington City,
mm-hmm.
It's a very sleepy historic town. There's a lot of interest in public art along the Delaware River, where our Riverside Park is underused, and providing new work and living space for artists near the Delaware River waterfront.
Various initiatives. So it's not just one, it's various happening at the same time.
Yes.
Out of those, Anne-Marie, tell us concretely what kind of benefits has that brought to the community or communities where they are happening?
Well, in the MoCo Arts Corridor, it's part of the Sandy revitalization efforts.
Mm-hmm.
So it's helping look at the towns along the shore and in Monmouth County and how the arts can contribute to bringing those towns back in a lively way after, the hurricane. In Camden, it's part of an ongoing effort to help make the city more safe. So the arts are being looked at in an interesting way in terms of providing some additional public safety where people actually feel comfortable being outside and in community arts events.
Mm-hmm.
In our town of Burlington, where Art Pride is, it's really about bringing the downtown back and trying to get folks, investing in restaurants and the economic upturn of that city, which has suffered for quite a while with a significant number of empty storefronts.
Mm-hmm.
and the need for a better waterfront usage.
There you go. Is it difficult, in your opinion, to develop creative districts? And I'm referring to a conversation that I had a few weeks ago with Carrie Gray, the managing director of the Wilmington Renaissance Corporation, who is spearheading the efforts of the same type of efforts here in Wilmington. And indeed requires of a coalition, and she was referring to specifics for Wilmington, but overall and based on your experience in New Jersey, what is the kind of coalition or what needs to happen to make it happen? And is it easy to develop those kind of coalitions?
Well, I don't think it's hard to develop the coalitions.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, it takes a little bit of political skill for, a leader to be able to convince some skeptics
mm-hmm.
that there is actual real economic benefit. And I think that when those, when the case is made in a solid way, in terms of how resources can be pulled together to benefit the community in a greater way, then, you know, that case is made. I think it does take somebody who is a good salesperson and at the same time can listen to the community concerns and address them in a way that's not, patronizing, but really takes into account, how people feel and allays some fears.
Mm-hmm. There you go. And we're going to continue talking about creative districts and cultural districts. But for the time being, let me re-engage with the audience to let you know that you're tuned into News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOB for the Delaware State of the Arts radio show. We have today with us Anne-Marie Miller. She is the executive director of Art Pride New Jersey, a good friend of this station. And thanks, Anne-Marie, for having the time. We're always learning from you, and in this case, we're learning a lot from what's happening creative districts wise in New Jersey.
Thank you, Guillermina. It's a delight to talk about it.
And you're talking about, and we've discussed that in some other occasions, it requires of a leader able to connect the dots. It's been the case like in San Antonio, it's been the case in Pittsburgh, it's been the case in many other municipalities and cities, and I believe, based on what you said, that is the case also in New Jersey. Isn't that the case?
I agree. I think that someone who has actually been through the experience once is equipped to do it again in an easier and meaningful way, because they know where the concerns of communities are, and they can easily point to any success stories that have taken place.
There you go. And based again on your experiences in New Jersey, what are the things that need to be in place, Anne-Marie, or maybe remembering those successful stories? What is the thing that seems to be the common ground in terms of what has to be in that creative district effort to be successful?
Well, I think the main ingredient really is always the leadership. So I think someone with a vision and who has a knowledge of how municipal government works, mm-hmm. really helpful, because they know and can plug in a variety of different resources that may relate to housing and energy, the tax structure of the municipality, the makeup politically and demographically of the community. So some knowledge of really how what this community is comprised of makes a huge difference. Someone coming in cold that just says, "I want to make this happen," is really not usually very successful.
Wishful thinking, but not necessarily connected to reality.
Exactly.
So housing is a big part of these creative district efforts. Isn't that the case?
Yeah, I think it is the case. I mean, we've seen a lot of successes and failures in New Jersey, with regard to housing. And also timing, has a lot to do with it as well, because, we've seen efforts at the wrong economic time fail. Mm-hmm. When there is, a stronger base, economically, or, the tide is moving in that favor, I think that that's helpful as well. But besides housing, I think transportation is another ingredient. And I know that in the case of Rahway and Burlington, which our major partner who's working on this, sees the waterfront, the availability of transportation, and the potential for developing housing, all as ingredients that are very helpful.
And housing indeed is a big. Is there something else that is not maybe of importance of at the beginning of these efforts, or maybe is oversight and people do not pay the attention they should, in your opinion?
Well, I think it's a variety of different ingredients because of whatever however the community is constituted. You know, in some cases it's affordable housing that's needed. Mm-hmm. In other cases it's live workspace that's needed. In other cases, like in Jersey City, there's a huge development of new housing for people who are maxed out in New York City, mm-hmm. Moving into New Jersey. So it's a brand new opportunity there for young people to be able to actually afford housing in Jersey City that they can't afford in Manhattan. So, they're looking at all those opportunities in relationship to also providing what they call 24-hour activities within a city. So, whether it's the availability of coffee houses or arts facilities,
mm-hmm.
All those ingredients are really important.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that Carrie Gray was mentioning time ago is the need, the creative individuals express the need for spaces for to exchange ideas, to have a creative place where they could just mingle, to begin developing somehow like this camaraderie that sometimes is not necessarily there in terms of space. Was that the case for New Jersey?
Yeah, actually that's happening in Newark.
Mm-hmm.
And it's based in the visual arts community,
mm-hmm.
That has taken over some spaces for individual galleries. But there's a lot of public art that's popping up in Newark. Some of it is community-based. Some of it is street art that has a more sort of curatorial, artistic sense.
Mm-hmm.
And what's happening are that the artists are coming together in sort of live workspace apartment dwellings to talk about all the needs of the artists in the community,
mm-hmm.
to place the public art in an appropriate way, to include the artists in an appropriate way. So, that kind of discussion and mingling is happening in apartments that are just artist apartments in, mm-hmm. in Denver.
What are the lessons to learn in New Jersey's experiences in terms of don't go that way, that's not the right thing to do, which is frequently the case, or maybe not in your case, but what could be those lessons that need to be learned and maybe applied to avoid making those mistakes, if you will?
Well, I think the biggest lesson is not to follow the build it and they will come. Sort of doctrine,
mm-hmm.
The field of dreams type of thing. I think that, just saying we're going to build a performing arts center or renovate a center in our town and that's going to solve all the problems is probably not the right way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen that happen a lot,
mm-hmm.
Without considering the entire community and and how that fits into everything else that's happening within the community.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think that's probably the biggest piece. I think it has to be more organic and holistic, mm-hmm. approach that starts with the community and then, looks at the types of assets that are in the,
mm-hmm.
community and where, they can be best used.
So you're talking about a community assessment. You're talking about a strategic plan that probably has a different type of definition in these cases, but something that is more strategic in nature and not necessarily just one particular need.
Right, exactly. And yeah. And we've actually been working with a group called Sustainable Jersey that has more environmental aspect to it, but at,
mm-hmm.
the same time, different communities can become accredited and available and have granting available to them through this program. And what we've tried to do is institute arts credits,
mm-hmm.
in Sustainable Jersey, and one of them has to do with building a creative team and doing a creative asset map of your town. And they can gain points towards their accreditation by doing that. And we've seen many smaller towns take advantage of that aspect and are starting to do planning from the bottom up.
Let's assume that somebody somewhere in Delaware is thinking about, gosh, I got to do something about this town, city, and I need to begin. How can we help this individual?
What we do at Art Pride is we connect with the various service organizations that bring people together, whether it's Main Street, New Jersey, Downtown, New Jersey, we have Together, North Jersey. There's a variety of those, and try to connect them with the arts leaders in their individual, individual towns. We also have a group that has been meeting in open space convenings around the state called Creative New Jersey, mm-hmm. and they use the open space forum tactic to talk about a variety of different issues affecting towns and approaching them in a creative way. And in many cases, the arts people are the ones also, involved in that. The cultural leaders talking about everything from affordable housing and, mm-hmm. Correctional institutions to planning and environmental concerns, educational concerns. So what we try to do is connect people as much mm-hmm. as we can.
So the Alliance, in your case, work as a connector to different outlets.
Yes.
That's your main contribution to this kind of creative district efforts then.
Yes, exactly.
There you go. With that, you're not going to believe this, but time flies when people are having fun. And as always, we're learning a lot from you and having fun with you. We've had Anne-Marie Miller, Art Pride New Jersey, sharing experiences in New Jersey about creative and cultural districts where we can all learn and apply, if possible, to Delaware. So for the time remaining, I just want to thank you, Anne-Marie, again for your time. As always, we learn from you a lot.
Thank you, Carmina. I really appreciate you inviting me.
Thanks.